Five Kinds of Enjoyment with Implications by Krishna's Mercy.
Gatsangasya muktasya gyanavasthit chetasa. Yagyaya charta karma samagran pravilyate. Quote, the work of a man who is unattached to the modes of material nature and who is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.23.
1. Playing a new sport.
What was I thinking? I already have enough obligations. Waking up on time to make it to the office. Leaving on time to be able to find some relief, to relax a little at home. Why did I join this sports league? They meet once a week and I thought it was going to be fun. All of that has been nullified by the extra effort involved. I can't even cancel now since I put down so much money. I will have to wait until the season is over.
2. Buying a new home.
What was I thinking? I wanted to host parties. I wanted to have family members come and visit. I wanted to sit outside and enjoy the nice weather. You know how many times any of those things has happened? Too seldom to even remember. Instead, I am stuck with fixing one broken thing after another. Whenever I mention something about the house, someone else feels the need to bring up how great their house is. It is like they are envious or something. I never want to own a house again.
3. Moving to a new job.
What was I thinking? The pay is better. The benefits are superior. The work is less demanding. But I hate it. I miss my old colleagues. That previous job was the best. Instead, I am stuck with one miserable endeavor after another, dealing with people who cannot grasp basic concepts of the business.
4. Getting married.
What was I thinking? I felt left out. I was falling behind. Everyone else was moving on in life. I thought I would do the same. Do you have any idea how miserable it is to live with someone who is constantly abusing you? I am the worst person if I sit in my room and do nothing. If I dare to go outside, I am also a villain. This is the worst.
5. Having children.
What was I thinking? I love my kids, but this is a lot to take. I feel like a security guard whose shift never ends. It is constant surveillance and attention. You cannot let your attention down, because the dependents are counting on you. They have no one else. I must rise to the occasion. There is no other way.
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that for the various kinds of enjoyment we seek in the material world, there is always some kind of implication. Like getting back into an organized group after having sworn off it. Like re-entering the heat of the battle after formally retiring. The more a person enjoys in that way, the more they get implicated. The alternative is Krishna consciousness, which is enjoyment without implication. This is the meaning to karma-free, which applies to the actions taken, the actions not taken, the sacrifices made, and the food that is eaten.
Yagyashishtashana santo Muchyante sarvakil vishayah Bhunjate tetva agham papa Ye pachante atmakarnat. Quote, the devotees of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others, who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment, verily eat only sin. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.13.
A person may argue that the lack of implication is merely in theory. It is something written down on paper, but there is no visual evidence. There appear to be just as many responsibilities when living in an ashrama, preparing prasadam to offer to the Supreme Lord, working a job to maintain a family that is devoted to the Bhakti culture, owning various possessions to be used in that devotional life, and so forth. Indeed, the promise is there from the highest authority that work for his benefit merges into transcendence. The spinning wheel of action and reaction stops. Karma does not apply to the person who is only interested in pleasing the Supreme Lord, who is the charioteer to the bow warrior named Arjuna. Setting aside the promises from a divine being for a moment, we can make a practical comparison. Under an analysis involving only direct and immediate perception, the people and consciousness of Krishna enjoy with limited implications, in most cases. They follow the principle of renunciation. The decision for Varajaya is supported by studying the world in which we live, and realizing the placement of various commodities due to the hand of the divine. Goswami Tulsidas says that gold and jewels are relatively expensive and difficult to find. Grains and water are the opposite in nature. This relative difference is intentional. It is configured that way by the Supreme Lord, who is worshipped as Rama by Tulsidas and countless others.
तुलसी जाने सुनी समुझी कृपा सिंधु रघुराज महने मनी कंचन किए सौंधे जग जल नाज. Quote, Tulsi knows, has heard, and has understood that Sri Rama is an ocean of mercy because he made jewels and gold expensive, while keeping the most important things like water and grains inexpensive. Dohavli 149.
Because of this realization, the devotee tends to take only what they need. They realize that the basics of spiritual life, such as hearing, chanting, worshipping, and the like, are more than sufficient. The more expensive methods, both in terms of effort and price, are not necessary for success. They are content to always chant the holy names and enjoy the associated bliss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, by responsibilities demonstrated, that everywhere implicated, when trying enjoyments treating, reality the expectation not meeting, different in bhakti to see, promise of karma free, evident in Varajaya implementation, content by worship and determination.